new CBS Monday.
Federal agents!
Hands where we can see them!
NCIS Hawaii is back.
About to set it up!
New criminals to catch.
Armed robbery, aggravated assault, murder.
And new investigations to be solved.
These guys were good, but even masters make mistakes.
Vanessa Lachey and featuring LL Cool J.
Violin Island, you got it.
Welcome to paradise.
A new NCIS Hawaii, Monday, 10, 9 central on CBS and streaming on Paramount+.
Welcome back to the Bama Online Podcast. This one's set for a Thursday, June the 23rd, 2022. Senior analyst for BamaOnline.com, Travis Ryer, alongside senior recruiting analyst Hank South. A busy, busy individual this time of year with official visits for football and some basketball stuff as well. We'll get into all that today with Hank here on the Bama Online Podcast. First, though, Hank, not all that surprising of a commitment that Alabama picked up earlier in the week, but literally and figuratively, a big one nonetheless, and a local standout from right there at Northridge High School in Tuscaloosa. Wilkin Formby, a four-star offensive tackle, 6'7", 295 pounds. I guess this could be one of the first dominoes for an offensive line class that I'm pretty much sure going to be a good bit bigger in terms of numbers than a year ago.
Yeah, it looks like it's going to shape up to be pretty stout, and obviously Wilkin Formby is a big piece of that, and it's kind of wild. You know, we got to June 20th without a commitment announcement, considering, you know, all the official visits, all the visitors for camp, all the unofficial visitors. Typically, you know, we see a few more commitments in the month of June, but nonetheless, Wilkin Formby, a big one to add to the class, commitment number 5 for Alabama. And yeah, you know, you just look at him, and with a guy like Wilkin Formby, he's a highly rated recruit. He's in the top 100 of the 24/7 composite. But you know, you compare it to guys that are in the class that Bama's after, it's just a loaded offensive line class in terms of you know, the overall class of 2023 strength. Caden Proctor, Francis Maigoa, Samson Okunlola, all guys that were on campus recently for official visits, all guys that Bama's on the short list for. So it just kind of shows you how highly, it's not just because he's a local kid, it's because they really just love Wilkin Formby, and he's a really talented prospect and has a really high ceiling along the offensive line, has really good length, athleticism, you know, everything they're looking for in that position. So big commitment. Another example of dipping into this in-state talent pool. I think he's a guy that is going to help recruit. I think he's going to be one of those class leaders that Bama could use a few more of it as it continues to grow, and a nice little starter for what could be a busy next few weeks.
Yeah, a guy that, you think about it, right, from a local perspective, it's not all that common for Alabama to dip into the Tuscaloosa area high schools and add guys from a scholarship perspective anyway. So Formby, yeah. You think about that list. Bo Scarborough was a local guy. He ended up at IMG, but Bo bounced around at a couple of high schools there in Tuscaloosa. Brian Robinson from Hillcrest. I guess you could go back to a guy like Brad Smelly at the tight end position from ACA. So pretty nice group that Wilkin Formby joins now as a legacy and talented guy, as you said. You watch the tape. I think in some ways self-made. I like that about him. He's obviously not afraid of the work. He has put it in. And I'd also like to give some kudos to his old head coach there, Mike Vickery, who has since moved on to Pelham High School. But Mike did a nice job coming in there as the head coach, I guess, 4 or 5 years ago, and establishing a standard and a kind of a pathway for a lot of those kids at Northridge to try to make that move to the next level. And it sounds like at the defensive back spot, the Jaguars have a guy that Alabama has some pretty strong interest in here in the not too distant future as well. So Wilkin Formby, commitment number 5 for the Alabama Crimson Tide for the 2023 recruiting cycle. And with that, Hank, we also learned here in the last few days, going to be on commitment watch with a couple of other guys. I think we talked about Peter Woods last week and setting his announcement date, the outstanding defender from Thompson High School, but junior college standout that was recently on campus at Alabama. Sounds like he's set to pop as well.
Yeah, Malik Benson, and that's not a huge surprise. He's the number one junior college prospect in the country. He took his entire slate of official visits in the month of June. He wasn't wasting any time, was on campus at Alabama for midweek last week, and visit went really well. And you know, I think Bama is in solid shape here ahead of his announcement on July 5th. And a quick shout out to all the kids that aren't making announcements on July 4th. By all means, do whatever you want. I mean, it's your announcement, but man, it's nice to, and I'm going to jinx it by saying this. We're going to see like five kids set July 4th announcements today. But yeah, no, I'd like to watch fireworks and not be checking my phone, periodically. But July 5th for Malik Benson. I think Bama's in strong position there. He's one of their, one of their top wide receiver targets in a class that, you know, we saw them take five last cycle. I don't think the numbers are going to be that high. I don't think it's going to be a huge wide receivers class, not as much of a position of need in this cycle. So, you know, two, three guys, that means, you know, if you have the ability to commit now, you're very, very highly thought of. And Malik Benson certainly fits that bill. And, you know, we'll see him make his announcement July 5th that he set yesterday. Bama, Tennessee, Georgia's in the mix. I think LSU's in the mix. Oregon's in that top group. But I think when it comes down to it, Bama, Tennessee are probably the two schools to watch. And I would lean Bama right there.
Has Benson been a guy that's kept you guessing a little bit in terms of following him on the official visits trail? I know we talked about this, or you talked about this last week. Sounded like Tennessee made a pretty strong impression on him as well.
Yeah, and not really. Junior college kids, typically you can kind of get a pretty good feel for. I knew, you know, Malik Benson taking all these visits, you know, each visit was going to wow him. You know, he can have, you know, for 4 or 5 weeks, you're going to have the red carpet rolled out for you. So it's not a shock to, you know, ride a visit high, say they're my leader. That was the best visit. But it kind of seemed like, you know, from what he was saying early on before the visit stretch started about Alabama and just about the production, about what he liked about the program and just the opportunity there, you kind of had a good sense that, you know, Alabama was probably the team to beat going into this. And I don't think they botched that official visit with him either. So, I think, when you got Nick Saban been pushing for you, when you get him on campus and put him in front of that first round U-Wall with all the jerseys and all the receivers, especially, it's pretty hard to turn down, in my opinion.
Yeah. And Benson, I guess, was sort of a hybrid. I will call him a week ago. He wasn't really, I guess, a weekend guy, but he was more a midweek visitor to the capstone. But last weekend, you still had a very strong contingent of prospects that descended upon Tuscaloosa. Similar to a week ago here on the podcast, I posed the question to you of the previous week's visitors. Is there one or two of those guys that coming out of the weekend sort of reasserted their interest in Alabama, or perhaps strengthened that interest, or left you thinking that maybe a guy like Samson Okalola, that I guess in some people's eyes was a little bit of a late riser on the scene from the Alabama standpoint, any of these guys take that sort of approach or that lead for you where Alabama is concerned?
Yeah, I think Samson Okunlola is certainly a guy that we need to watch very closely. And people were asking, you know, did Bama come in too late for him? They just offered him about a month ago. And, you know, you look at a five-star prospect getting an offer a little bit later in the cycle, you think, oh, well, you know, he's probably interested elsewhere. But I think Bama really has kind of asserted itself as a force in his recruitment. You know, I talked to him afterwards. He said they're in a great position for him right now. He didn't say they're his leader, but, you know, I think Bama's right there in the conversation. And you kind of look back historically, you know, later offers aren't always a negative. The guy I would circle most in terms of, you know, I think could be closest to joining this class, or a guy that Bama really kind of reestablished itself as the favorite for is Makari Vickers, the top 100 defensive back from Tallahassee that was back on campus last week. And he's a guy, you know, I think Bama's been in the lead for ever since they offered him almost 2 years ago. Former teammate of Terrion Arnold, You know, he's very close with this Alabama staff, very close with Charles Kelly. But you look back, he took a visit on junior day, and there's this picture with him and his entire family in Nick Saban's office. It looks like, you know, he had almost just given Nick Saban his commitment right then and there with all the people that were with him on that visit. He was back on campus. I'd be surprised if at this point Mekhi Vickers isn't in this Alabama class, probably sooner rather than later, in my opinion. And then another guy that it's just an interesting recruitment because, you know, all signs for Justice Haynes, the four-star running back, everything would tell you he's going to go to Georgia. He's from Georgia. Right? Yeah, he's a Georgia legacy. His dad played there. Georgia obviously has a pretty good recruiting pitch for running backs in recent years. And so, you know, you kind of just say, oh, he's going to Georgia. I think Bama's giving him a lot to think about. And, you know, Bama gives a lot of people a lot to think about. But I think he's really infatuated with the opportunity at Alabama. Obviously, similar to Georgia, they can kind of, you know, point to the NFL and say, look at all these starters on NFL rosters that played here in recent years. You know, he's really close with Robert Gillespie. That relationship dates back to North Carolina. And you know, he's been to Bama several times, took his official. And so I don't think he's this Georgia lock that people might believe. And so that's a guy, you know, I think Richard Young is kind of where everyone looks at with Bama running back recruiting and for good reason. I think Bama's in good shape for him. But if you're looking at a two running back class, I think Justice Haynes is very much a guy to also keep an eye on.
Yeah, Buford High School, right? Yep. That's been a bit of a pipeline for Alabama over the years. Go back to a guy like Dylan Lee and then move through some of the more recent classes for sure. Just this 2022 cycle produced a couple of standouts from Buford High School to Bama. So let's talk about the upcoming weekend. Is it the four stars before the fourth? I guess we could call it this weekend. A lot of four stars, really. It looks like, based on the database and the information that you've had for us there at BamaOnline.com, almost exclusively, I guess, four stars in town this weekend.
Yeah, you know, any other weekend, this would be a massive weekend. But if you compare it to what Bama's been doing the first three weekend or for the last two weekends, I guess, with all the five star recruits, it's I guess not even a letdown, just like a little bit less of a punch, I guess, in terms of rankings, but still big targets nonetheless. You know, you look at the list and you know, the one guy that jumps out to me is Aiden Mizell, the four-star receiver from Orlando, Florida. He's a guy that when Bama offered him, he was, you know, I don't think many people really knew about him yet. He's legacy guy that, you know, kind of busted onto the scene this spring and has really kind of established himself as one of the premier wide receivers in the country, ranked the number 114 overall prospect. But like I mentioned, I know one of his parents ran track at Florida. I think both parents did. So he's got that that track pedigree in him. Obviously, Gators ties. Can't overlook that. But I think he really likes Alabama a lot, too. And I think they're going to – I think maybe next – if we do this podcast next week – you know, maybe a guy will circle as Bama really establishing themselves for this upcoming weekend. Another big target that's been on campus a handful of times, Jordan Renaud, the four-star defensive lineman from Tyler, Texas, which is same high school as Jamarian Miller last cycle. So got some ties to that program in East Texas. He's going to be back on campus. I think Bama leads for him. I think they'll establish, you know, reassert themselves there for Jordan Renaud. The last time we talked to him, you know, he wanted to make a decision in the fall. He wants to do kind of one of those hat ceremonies, signing ceremonies. So not sure we'll see him make a decision this weekend. Maybe things have changed quickly before. So he's one we're watching. And then another really interesting defensive line target that he's a Miami legacy. Oh, I think his uncle played at Miami, but he's from Miami. Reuben Bain, four-star defensive lineman from Miami Central High School. He'll be back on campus, and I think he's a guy to watch closely. I know Bama thinks very, very highly of him, and so he's another one. There's a handful of others, but those are the three biggest names I'm keeping an eye on this week.
Reuben Hurricane Bain. I don't know how you cannot like a guy like that. I mean, it's right there in his middle name. That would be pretty tough.
That's an NIL.
Yeah.
Trademark right there.
Tough one for the hometown Hurricanes to deal with if he were to make that trek up to Tuscaloosa. So with this weekend, set to take place. From your understanding, official visits to Alabama, this will kind of put a lid on that until we get into the season.
Yeah, you know, and I, you know, this could be, you know, the biggest stretch of official visitors we'll see until signing day. You know, we're going to see official visitors during the season. And of course, that there's usually one weekend in December where Bama has a big weekend. But, you know, they really knocked out a lot of these visits. I think what you can only have 53 official visitors per site. Something, there's some cap on total numbers.
It's around 50. It's typically been right around that number in the past.
Yeah. So you know, they're going to split it up throughout the season. You know, I think you'll see probably 3-4 official visitor weekends, big game weekends, and obviously big unofficial visits as well. But yeah, this will put a lid on it for the summer. There's going to be one little open period for recruiting visits at the end of July before it goes dead again in August. Usually I'm not even sure recruits can take official visits then. Maybe they can, not totally positive, but we've never seen Bama host a July, at least that I can think of, a July official visit in this new summer period. So yeah, we won't see these guys back on campus, until game weekends.
Yeah. Beyond, Benson, I guess it'd be interesting how the wide receiver situation plays out. Mm-hmm. Maybe Alabama will just take the J-Mo Williams stance from here on out. Just wait on all these Ohio State commitments to wash out in Columbus and then pick them up on the portal end. You know, wow. Right. I mean, could Ohio State add a few more of the top wide receivers around high school football?
Jesus. I mean, yeah, they've had a strong week this week with the three guys they've added. And, you know, people are saying, oh, well, what are they doing? It's like, you know, Ohio State is probably the closest thing you can say to Bama in recent years in terms of wide receiver production. So it's not a huge shock. And, you know, Bama just signed almost half a dozen wide receivers last cycle. So, of course, you know, I think that could maybe be playing factor into kids' decisions with the depth. But again, like you mentioned, you know, I think the transfer portal era until like immediate eligibility or, you know, until things are more settled into place with guidelines, you know, it really makes missing on high school kids not as big of a deal. I think, you know, you never know who's going to be available here in 6 months after the season. You know, Jermaine Burton, we saw him with Georgia beat Alabama in the national championship game. And then he was on Bama's roster working out with them 2 weeks later. So,
you recruit these kids these days as much with the portal in mind down the road.
Yeah,
like you maintain those relationships. It paid off with Jamison Williams. You know, that previous relationship, and then to be able to, you know, go right back in there with him. So
and Henry Toa as well.
Yeah, these are the days.
Yeah.
So that's what we've got these days. I guess something you're not having to chase, Hank, though, is that 13th scholarship spot for Alabama men's basketball. It sounds like Nate put that one to bed here in the last couple of days.
Yeah, no, it's always nice to hear Nate always talk about recruiting, because as a recruiting reporter, you can you get a pretty good idea of what the plan is.
You don't have to read any tea leaves.
No. Nate Oates saying there's nobody out there good enough they want to add for their 13th scholarship. So there you go. Anybody asking? There's nobody good enough. So
wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I hear you. You love it because there's he just tells you this is where it's at. This is where we're at. This is where we're headed. So with that, there's your UA men's basketball recruiting update for the latest edition.
Nobody good
of the Bama Online podcast. Well, Hank, as always, man, appreciate you taking the time here. I know it's been an incredibly busy stretch for you. Never really a downtime in recruiting, but I know with the official visits, the camps going on at UA, you've had more than just a little bit on your platter. And of course, as we talked about earlier in the podcast, got some pending announcements relative to Alabama that you're going to want to stay locked in with us at BamaOnline.com as we take you through the process. Hank, here recently, who might commit to Alabama next? You want to check out that outstanding piece from us there at BamaOnline.com. Hank does such a great job along with our site publisher, Tim Watts. And then from the team perspective, Charlie Potter, Kirk McNair, myself, we're going to continue to ramp you up towards the start of the 2022 college football season as well. Hank, man, have a good weekend.
Thanks, Travis. You too.
For Hank Sal, Travis Schreier, thanking you once again for joining us here on the Bama Online podcast. If you haven't already, how about a subscription to the podcast? Simple as a click or two. And if you'd leave us a rating and a review while you're there, we would greatly appreciate that. Well, and of course, you always want to hang with us right there at BamaOnline.com, the roundtable, the message board of choice from a premium perspective for Alabama fans around the world. For Hank Travis, hoping you have a great weekend. Until next time, so long, everybody.
Rise and shine, football fans. This is Susanna Fuller from Morning Footy, a podcast part of the CBS Sports Galazzo Network covering the breadth of the global game. Join me, Nico Cantor, Charlie Davies, Alexis Guerreros, and guests every morning for the perfect blend of news, analysis, conversation, and exclusive interviews. If you love soccer, then look no further. We've got you covered for Europe's top five leagues, the W Gold Cup, the Champions League knockout stage, CONCACAF Nations League, NWSL, MLS, transfer news, and much more. Download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and anywhere podcasts are found. Subscribe to Morning Footy.